Let your body relax. And as it's relaxing, let yourself just be aware of that process. You can suggest to the body to relax, imagining it relaxing. Just by the suggestion, relax. That's a command to the body, gentle command. And the body obeys the command. For now, just be aware of your body, the position of the body. If there's any tension in the body, don't be afraid, don't be hesitant to move your body around, but be aware of it as you're doing that. Be aware of all of the physical sensations. Just feel the body relaxing out into space, as though the muscles are, and the muscles where they attach to the skeleton are just letting go. And just notice your body. How is it that you know your body? Your body is really an object of your awareness. All of the different physical sensations, the outline of the body. So we say the body is an object of your awareness and you are the one who's aware of it. I'm aware of my body. So just turn your attention, as the body continues to relax, turn your attention just toward you, the awareness, the one who's aware of the body. You can also say the one who indwells the body, this conscious being. I say, this is my body. I have a body. This body enjoys my awareness. So turn your attention to the awareness, letting the body simply be, continuing to relax. There's no need to make the body leave your awareness. Not that you can do that anyway, but it's certainly not necessary. Let the body just be. And turn your attention just to your own presence. Let yourself be aware of this body relaxing, and now also breathing, this breathing body. Let yourself be aware of the relaxing, breathing body. just let the body naturally breathe on its own. You don't need to breathe for it. Just notice the breathing body. And as the body breathes and relaxes, just turn your attention toward the one who's aware of the breathing body. Just you, yourself, the one who has this body. See if you can let the breathing just take place on its own without any interference. All of that is in your awareness, but your main focus is just on your own presence. This me, this very personal sense of self. Putting more of the focus on just your own being, the me. See if you can have this discrimination, this viveka, where you're recognizing your own presence, me, the awareful awareness, the awareful being that I am, the self-shining, self-evident me. Most personal, most well-known. Completely still, the stillness of my being. The constancy. See if you can notice my own presence, your own presence. And the perception of the physical breathing body at the same time. My body is, it is breathing. Now notice yourself. There is no shifting sensations. In reference to me, I simply am as I am. Just relax and notice your body and the breath. You can notice your mind really using your sense of touch. Kind of moves around the body as you're aware of it. Aware of this, then aware of that. Aware of the breath, and you're aware of your head and your knees. Just see what your mind is doing. You can sometimes hold an awareness of the entire breathing body. And then the mind will kind of jump around to parts of it, perhaps. Just relax and see what that process is of your mind being aware of your breathing body, which is relaxing. Just be interested in that objectification that is taking place, the mind using the sense of touch. It is your own presence as you objectify body. The breath. Just be yourself. You, this me, this conscious being that I am. Experiencing this objectified breathing body. See the difference between myself, the changelessness, the self-evident nature of me, and the perception of the body and the breath. We have the Annamaya Kosha, this physical body. It's called a kosha because though I am aware of it through my mind and sense of touch, and I'm aware of its shifting, changing, and I'm aware that it has a special relationship with me. This breathing body is my body. But even though I say it is my body, I could also say these clothes, I'm aware of my clothes, and they are my clothes. Aware of my bracelet, it is my bracelet. But I don't say, I am the bracelet, or I am my clothes. There's no confusion. Here, I'm aware of this body. It is my body, not your body. I'm claiming ownership of this body. But does that mean that I am the body? Activities of the body, the movement of the body, the breathing of the body, the digestion of the body. All of these are functions of the body, prana, maya, kosha. Are these functions of the body, or are they functions of me? So gently focus on your own presence. Try to objectify your being, this me. Make me into an object. Can I have a subject-object relationship with me? Just objectify yourself. And really all that happens as you notice yourself, objectifying yourself, is that your mind as though resolves into your own being. There is no experience of a subject-object relationship with you. There is no movement or motion. There is no up or down or right or left. I simply am. Notice your own being. Just shining as me. Changeless. Formless. Not big or small. Beware of the body, breathing. Back to me. Change your focus a little bit too. Just notice your mind. Any change in vrittis, perceptions. Any perceptions are part of the manas, part of the manomaya kosha. And your jnanendriyas, your sense organs, because of which I'm aware of the body, I'm aware of the sounds. All these are in the form of vrittis in the manas, in my mind. So just let the breathing body be, continuing to expand and relax. Now the focus is more on the changing perceptions, feelings, imaginations, whatever activity is taking place in the manas, whatever vrittis, the memories are put in the manas, manomaya kosha. To include those in your objectification is now body, mind, pranama, stula, annamaya, pranamaya, manamaya, koshas. Just relax, relax your mind, just let it be as it is. Whatever's passing through, if there's any emotions, worries, boredom, whatever may be passing, just be interested. Let them be as they are. It's getting to know the manas, what the manas is capable of, what it can do, what it does do, just as a faculty of this body-mind-sense-organs complex. And notice that you're aware of it all. Every experience that you're having, every objectifiable experience is taking place in the manas. Just be interested in whatever sensations, vrittis, perceptions come through. Relaxing the mind. Letting it be itself in whatever way it is. And gently focus on your own presence. The me, the self-shining one. Is yourself having vrittis? Just you, your own presence, just notice. Are you thinking? Are you seeing? Are you experiencing the body? Just notice your own presence. See if these words work for you. Just abiding, changelessly, as me, as my own presence, free of any thoughts, free of any actions, free of any change. I simply am. The body through the sense of touch. Is known through the sense of touch, through the vritti. It is known, but I am performing no action whatsoever to know it, nor is it known to me. I simply am. And the breath is known because of the sense of touch, because of the vritti and the manas. But I am not knowing it. I am not performing any action whatsoever. And in fact, for me, nothing is known except for my own being, which is self-evident. The mind is known. The body is known. The breath is known. The sensory perceptions are known. The movements of the body are known. The changing vrittis in the mind are known. I am known. I am known. I am self-evident. I, this conscious being, am known. But just being myself. I am known, and because I am known, the mind is known, the thought is known, thought is superimposed on my numbness. I am known, but I am not knowing. The mind enjoys my knownness. The sense organs enjoy my knownness. Just notice the breath. Shines after my knownness. The body shines after my knownness, my self-evident, shining consciousness, which is me. Letting your eyelids be gently closed and the lower lids. Sense of complete relaxation, almost openness, no creases. Your tongue suspended, relaxed. Your lips with a gentle smile. Be yourself, self-shining me. And just notice all experiences are shining after you, illumined by you, without any activity on your part. As we come out of this meditation, either sit or take a walk and see if you can notice that walking, you don't walk. Seeing, you don't see. Hearing, you don't hear. Walking, your being is free of walking. Talking, you're not talking. Seeing, you're not seeing. Hearing, you're not hearing. Your presence is completely free, abiding always the same as me. See if you can notice your own presence as you continue to do things and continue to think and continue to feel and continue to hear. If you can notice me, my own self, is completely free of all of that. Shanti, shanti, shanti.